Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
So a couple of emails here. One came from Andrea in Argentina saying she has read that there are types of vaccines where you need eggs to produce the vaccines. And is that the case for these mRNA vaccines that are, for example, being worked on here in Germany, in the city of Mainz, in the city of Tübingen, also out of the US and other places as well at the moment? No, is the short answer. For mRNA vaccines, you don't need to involve any eggs at all. Scientists produce a synthetic version of the mRNA that the virus uses to infect things. And that synthetic mRNA is then injected into the human body. And if you're wondering about the whole egg thing, most influenza vaccines, believe it or not, are produced using eggs, chicken eggs. So this has been going on for 70 years. 1950s, the egg idea had already been hatched. And today, if you get flu shots or if you get the flu vaccine, then you've kind of been a part of this. They take the virus, they inject it into a fertilized hen's egg, and they incubate it for a couple of days, and they let the virus replicate. And then they're extracting that stuff out to use as the vaccine. So I hope that answers your questions, Andrea from Argentina. That is one advantage of the mRNA vaccines. So I hope that answers your question. We have another question now. This one, Sam.
Yeah, we have a few frequently asked questions. One question I wanted to tackle is one that I've seen quite a bit recently, both in the news and kind of social media, is this work from home burnout. So a lot of us are working from home full time, maybe part time. And this often means we're working longer hours. You know, it's hard to kind of turn off that switch. Maybe people have kids at home like you, Connor.
I can feel that one.
And a lot of us aren't used to working from home, right? So we're kind of still adjusting to this new way of doing things. So I wanted to figure out some ways that we can deal with working from home a bit better, maybe even enjoy it. So I looked at a variety of sources and came up with a few that I think can help people out a little bit. So a very important one is setting office hours and sticking to them. This will cut down on the longer hours thing, but I think a lot of people can leave their phones on, maybe check their email every now and then, but the more you can just turn those notifications off after the end of your workday, the better.
So clock out to the extent that you can.
Exactly. Yep. And a few other things that were suggested are connecting with others via virtual meetings, both at work, so with your colleagues, having those coffee breaks and just catch-up time.
Oh, weird. So not an official digital meeting, but
right.
But the same thing that happens at every office where you end up chatting with someone, schedule that in.
Exactly. Okay. And I have done that once or twice working from home, and it's been really nice just to maybe bounce ideas off a coworker that's yet not an official meeting or just catch up a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's nice. But both those things in the workplace and then also still having social events outside of your working hours with your friends and family.
Anything on the phenomenon that I see repeated a lot on social media of working in your pajamas, whether you should or shouldn't. I've heard people say, you know, you've got to act like you're going to work. So get up, shower, shave, get yourself totally ready, put work clothes on before you sit down and do it. Did
Definitely.
You come across anything like that?
Yeah. And I think this points to something that can often help with just mental health in general and being well, is having some routine. So that was a big one, is a psychologist said, stick to your normal morning routine. Have your breakfast, read the news, get dressed, as you said, for a normal work day or, you know, at least acceptable levels.
Yeah.
And that'll make your day feel a little bit more normal and not like it all just blends together.
Yeah. Good tips for the stay-at-home workers, the home office workers, as they call it here in Germany.
So one that's been coming up a little bit here at Deutsche Welle is this discussion about fans and whether or not we can have them in our offices. And I was looking into this because I was reading a bit about ventilation over the weekend and how important it is, especially in places where you have air conditioning that you need really good filters that filter stuff out of the air.
And the backdrop to this is Germany's experiencing a heat wave at the moment.
It's very warm.
It's August. It's been reaching 36, 37, 38 degrees Celsius. That's close to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It's hot.
Yes, it is. So yeah, I was reading about ventilation and fans are a big thing here where there's not as much air conditioning. It's not as prevalent in buildings and apartments and offices even. So I came across the head virologist here in Germany, Christian Drosten, and he suggests that we should actually be placing fans in open windows to blow the air out, which also helps cool it down during the day.
Yeah, so you keep some of the cool building air circulating through the room and you're not sucking in that hot air from outside.
So not only is it getting the hot air out, it's also taking the stagnant air from the office and expelling it.
And to be totally transparent here, we do have a vested, very biased interest in this particular subject because at the moment, Deutsche Welle's policy, always erring on the side of safety, making sure that any coronavirus particles, if they were in the building, can't be spread around, has removed fans from the rooms, much to the chagrin of some of the people who were kept cool by those fans.
Yes. And to be fair, I looked into some other research as well, and that's true. You shouldn't be having fans pointing past your mouth or blowing inside a building. That can move coronavirus.
Sure. And since you can't be sure that everyone's using them properly, take them all away. Okay. Deutsche Welle, erring on the side of safety. I have to hand it to you on this one. Maybe the right choice, even if I'm sweating as a result of it.
Science Unscripted.